Now, ask the experts on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
One minutes after 11 o'clock, Saturday morning, 11th of April. Good morning, everybody. Dan Allstrand here. This is Ask the Experts on a foggy day. What a better day to grab the information you need. Do you have a leaky basement? Does you have that little trickle that's running down from, let's say, a crack in the wall, and it's just not really bothering you, and you got your washing machine up, and its boxes are off the ground, and you're just dealing with it? Well, you know, those things get worse, and we're here to help you out. So today we're going to give you a bunch of free advice about all things basement-y, my favorite word. And we're very pleased to welcome back from Ridgeback Basement Systems our good friends Corey and Jared. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Now, this is the time of year when these things start to appear. So for those that are just joining the program or haven't been around for the last couple of weekends, let's sort of set the table. Maybe, Jared, we'll start with you. Give us sort of the Coles Notes edition of what it is that Ridgeback Basement Systems does.
Sure. So Ridgeback Basement Systems is a franchise network dealer of basement systems. That means we're networked with a bunch of people that have a lot of expertise in this field around the world, globally, 400-plus different countries, different situations. And as such, you know, we rely not only the knowledge that we have locally, but if they've seen something we haven't, we have a huge backbone of support. And that goes for the basements, the crawl spaces, and structural supports issues we see in the basements.
So you can essentially call yourselves the basement experts. It's really pretty much all you do.
That's correct. We, we might know how to do shingles and think we know how to do some plumbing. I had this conversation with a homeowner last evening. But we're not. If we need to do those things, we certainly have access, but we are basement systems. We're basement people. We're experts at what we focus on.
Corey, why not just go to the contractor who's working on my neighbor's roof down the street and ask him if he can fix my basement?
Well, Dan, my analogy on that is if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So they don't have the specific tools. They don't have the specific experience for those tough basement situations. And they're probably not as familiar with many situations as we are. I mean, this is our livelihood. We're in basements on an everyday basis. And with that, we've come across many situations. And those situations, we've got patented engineered solutions for. So whether it's outside excavation or inside strategies, we can definitely get homeowners a dry basement through the materials and products that we have available to us.
You might know a guy who's brilliant at replacing the windshield on your car, but doesn't know anything about the engine. Why would you get him to work on it, right?
Absolutely. Just because you're a good stylist doesn't mean you can own a hair salon.
That a shot at my hairline?
No.
We've been talking about this over the last few weeks here, and I get some emails and some tweets from people out there that say, okay, well, yeah, I know you're the basement specialists, and it all sounds great, but what's the process? And maybe we'll focus on that a little bit today. What happens after I've made that decision? I'm tired of rolling up my pant legs to go downstairs to use the washing machine, or I want to recover that space in my crawl space that is there but I can't use because it's pretty disgusting. What happens?
Yeah, so our homeowners reach out to us in a number of different ways, whether it's phone or internet or even local home shows or a radio show here that we're doing. When they do, they connect with us, and we have a specialist come to their property. We do have homeowners that ask us, well, what's the price on the phone and things like that. It's very, very difficult to give pricing over the phone because we actually physically need to see that situation. Every situation's different, and it's based on size, it's based on square footage, it's based on what that homeowner wants to accomplish. And what I mean there is some homeowners are looking to take care of mold, I'll say, in their basement, but that mold is actually created on behalf of having a wet basement, and the water that's coming in is creating the moisture, which then creates the mold. So we've got a number of different strategies to do that. So a basement specialist would show up on the property and work with that homeowner. They would do an inside inspection. They would do an outside inspection. Now, we are limited to our outside inspections right now. And we work with our homeowner and get a lot of information and rely on a lot of their guidance as well. There are many telltale signs that we can, use to our advantage and decipher what that problem is. And once we do our inspections, we sit down with the homeowner and build a plan about what they want to accomplish.
Now, some of those telltale signs as a homeowner, can I just discern what it is? Are they that obvious, or is it something that sort of a trained eye needs to spot and figure out?
That's that always is a. It's nice to have the person that's owned the home for since they built it.
Yeah,
they know the history, and they can tell us very much more about what's going on in some cases. But in a lot of cases, it's been a house that's been on the market two or three times. So we use a combination of our skills in identifying the damage that water causes over time, as well as the history that the homeowner knows about. And, you know, we look for things like Corey mentioned, mold problems. We look for wood darkened areas where the wood is, you know, I've stuck my knife into a 2x4. It looks dark and it's gone through it like a piece of butter. Now, you know, there's a problem here on this wall. So it may not be on the other wall. So when we go, like Corey mentioned, to inspect a home, it can take us 2 hours to do it, to go around the complete perimeter and take the homeowner along with us and identify things that, like the fluorescence, like the things we see on the concrete, that's the sure sign that we see water.
That white powdery stuff.
Yeah, you've seen it isn't mold, because mold doesn't grow on concrete, but it is a sign that there is a water issue coming through that concrete. So, you know, it's about doing some detective work and knowing what you're looking for and educating the homeowner.
Yeah, and Dan, a lot of times where you'd see water pooling, yeah, it's obvious. We got a water problem. There's water on my basement floor. But where did it come in from? Just because it's pooling in one area, water runs downhill. It's pretty smart, really. And it could have came up on the opposite wall. Or one of the challenges actually we do face with homeowners is the fact that finished basements, they're tough. They know they got wet wood. They know they got wet drywall.
Yep.
Wet floor. But where did that actually come in from?
And it's not easy, because sometimes we get stumped. You know, like a painted basement floor with no visible signs, a wide open room of no water along the perimeter. Where did the water come from? So I told the lady, I said, listen, were you here? Nope. Let's see if you can see. So we left it a couple days. She called me back. It was the water softener that was 30 feet away that had sweat, and the water was pooling in the middle of the concrete floor.
Wow. That's
a
lot of sweat.
It had nothing to do. It was just a little bit, but it was making her go crazy.
I imagine.
But so there's an example of not all times do we go that we, you know, sometimes we can go figure it out in 5 minutes, 3 hours. Sometimes we got to come back, but. You know.
Yeah, every situation is different for us. And to do our due diligence, however, we want to take the time. We're not your Johnny pickup truck that's out there. We're not the guy that just sticks his head in the basement, writes a figure on the back of a business card, and here you go. We have a full process, and we want to engage and work with that homeowner and get them a dry, usable space for whatever they want to do with it.
You mentioned finished basements. Mm. Now, if I've got a water issue, most people, I would assume, want to get that fixed because carpets are wet and everything else. But do you have to destroy my finished basement in order to figure out where that water's coming from?
In some cases, yes.
Yes.
And I wouldn't use the word destroy. We have a little bit of prep work and analysis. We're not going to rip and tear and, you know, destroy the basement. But, a lot of times, if we're looking at doing our due diligence and building a plan based upon the actual issue, homeowners have a certain amount of money, and they want to use that money towards the solution. And we want to prescribe a solution that's going to work. And sometimes the only way to do that is seeing that open foundation wall or that open foundation floor.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255. 405-6000 locally here in Halifax. If you have a question, all things basement-y, this is your chance for some free advice on a Saturday morning. Another objection I hear is that, I've got a leaky basement. It's not finished. I've got my stuff up on stilts so that it doesn't impact anything. But the reason why I don't want you guys to come and look at it is because I don't want you to tear up my yard, because you're going to have to dig down to the foundation. You're going to ruin my flower beds, and I don't want you to do that. You guys have a fix for that as well.
Yes, and if there are structural issues with walls falling in, and sometimes you do have to go outside and dig, but most of the times we see these issues, and we ask the homeowner which they'd prefer, it's much advisable not to have to dig up their chimneys, their decks, their front steps. Yesterday, a dog run. I had concrete around his house for a dog run, right? And so we can approach these issues that we see, which is, you know, water coming in the foot of the house from the inside, and that is our specialty, is solving these issues from the inside of the home.
Didn't have to dig at all.
Don't have to dig up.
9 out of 10 of our jobs, actually, 90% of our jobs right now are interior. And when we look at interior, realistically, if we're looking at strategies, and just to expand a little bit about your question before, the first and foremost line of defense, and we've talked about these devices over the last number of shows, one of the first, I guess, defenses is a pumping device.
So you're not immediately going to come in and say, all right, I got to put a membrane on the inside of this and we're going to do this really big job. You can control the water flow with things like a pump, like we talked about last week.
In a lot of cases, we can. And of course, we've got the best pumps there are out there on the market. And with our pumping devices, we can build it and tailor it to that homeowner's needs. If they do traveling, maybe they want a battery backup system. If they don't care, hey, we can tailor and organize that. The challenge with a pump is that typically the pump itself will capture water immediately in and around. And it's going to lower that hydrostatic pressure and give the water an out. But on those big, big rains, the big snow melt that we're about to achieve with some rain, and we see water pop up in other areas. Maybe it's that far, far wall. So in that case, the water isn't making it to the pump in time before it starts to show up into their basement. Stage two, or step two, would be putting in an internal trenching system, helping that water along. And we've got 10 different types of trenching systems. Even our flagship product has been featured by Bob Vila, Ron Hazelton, all the home gurus. It's been in all the home magazines and things like that. It's a patent product specific to us, and it's an amazing product, and it just works. But that may not work in this homeowner situation, same as I mentioned about, you know, the local plumber trying to do work in the basement or the carpenter. We have access to many different types for whatever that situation is.
And so there's no real one fix for a wet basement. Each, as we said from the beginning here, each case is individual, and you guys have the right tools, I guess, to do that. You mentioned the trenching system. Do you have to chop up my floor to do that?
Yes and no. We do have an alternate solution. It's called dry trap. And a lot of homeowners have a wet basement, and they have in-floor heating or things like that. And once you start to jackhammer or chop up the floor, as you say, you're actually going to destroy that in-floor heating. So we do have a product that goes on top, and it's completely sealed around. It's kind of like a baseboard, for simple terms, and that would go around your internal basement, internal foundation walls, and run to a pumping device once again. But we've got a really great product called WaterGuard. I mean, even if our homeowners or listeners went to our website, there's lots of videos, lots of information on our WaterGuard product. That's our flagship product, and that's our internal trenching product that goes to our pump.
Lots of great information here on Ask the Experts. Need to stop down for a break. You are listening to us on News 95.7.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Minutes after 11 o'clock Saturday morning. It's wet outside. I hope it's not wet inside in your basement. And if it is, this is your chance to have your questions answered. Corey and Jared are here from Ridgeback Basement Systems. Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255. 405-6000 is the local number. We've been talking sort of about the process here. And if we're getting one little bit of information out of this, is that each case is an individual case, and there's no sort of cookie cutter solution for getting your basement sort of fixed. Now, Corey, maybe is there? Do I know how long this takes, or is that something else? Is it dependent? Like, I would imagine if you had to go on the exterior route and dig, and you had to do other things, that this thing takes time. But you know, are you going to tap my basement for the whole summer?
No, not at all. Actually, I mean, the biggest time is booking an appointment for an install. And typically we're 2 to 3 weeks out right now for installs and things like that. So that's the major delay. Once we actually come on site, we're 99% of the time we're in and out in a day. And I'm not saying that to say that we don't do a great work and things like that, and we rush jobs, by no means. We are very skilled. Our crew is dialed in. And with that, they're specialists. The same as we're basement specialists, these guys are specialist installers. They've done so many. They know exactly what to do. And there are always obstacles or unforeseens. Once we start, maybe we go to jackhammer a pump, and we can't read what's underneath the first layer of concrete. There could be constant shale or things like that. Well, it takes a little bit longer to jackhammer through shale than it is if it was, for instance, our PEI listeners, things go pretty quick in PEI. It's really just sand and a little bit of clay and mud.
Yeah,
digging a pump is, our guys love it over there. When they come to Halifax and do installs, they're not liking us anymore.
Yeah. That's sort of where I'm going with the next question is that, you know, we've all been through or at least most homeowners have been through the process of having somebody who's a quote-unquote jack-of-all-trades come in to do finish the basement and fix the cracks and everything else. And we know that sometimes they're there for weeks and weeks and weeks. And sort of breath of fresh air here is that, you know, you guys can be done and this problem and you can be fixed quickly and you can get your basement back.
Absolutely. And then the other thing, it goes back to the contractor that you're hiring. Like we are professional, and I think there's a lot of contractors, and I'm sure we've all watched the TV shows or heard the horror stories. Come today, they do a little bit of work for a couple hours, and you don't see them for 2 weeks, and you paid them up front. Things like that. So there's lots of horror stories out there. But yeah, I mean, we've got a great Better Business Bureau rating. We're very good at what we do, and it's in our best interest to be in today, and because we're off to helping and solving a homeowner's other issue tomorrow.
Can you guarantee it? Can you guarantee my basement's not going to leak?
Yes, we can, based on the situation that is there today. When we build that plan with the homeowner, based upon what there is, yes. I can't predict 2 years from now that a home was built next door to the existing home that we just waterproofed, and they may have changed the lay of the land, and they may have changed and opened up a spring. And now you have a spring running underneath your home. Those are uncontrollable, unforeseen things that we can't, deal with at the spur of the moment that we're doing that install. When we work with our homeowners, we build a plan based upon what we are aware of, what we know, and put our best foot forward in that regard. And there's act of gods out there. If there's floods and water's coming through their window, it's very hard to guarantee that they're going to have a dry basement. And if a homeowner, if we install an internal trenching product and the water is coming out of the walls and the homeowner decided not to do something there, then it's hard to guarantee the dry basement when water's spitting out of their walls and they never addressed it. So based upon what the work that we do, absolutely. And what's really neat is our warranty. If I could just touch on that for a second.
That's where I was going next.
Oh, wow. So we have a transferable warranty. So we're very confident in our workmanship. It doesn't really matter to us who's living in the home. So we'll honor that warranty for life, actually. But what's really neat for us is because we're part of that dealer network that Jared mentioned before, is that we have the support of that network out of the U.S. that if we win the lottery tomorrow and shut down our business and close the doors, or if we go bankrupt 5 years from now, it's not going to happen, trust me. However, days like today and the spring that we're going to have, however, if that does happen, our Basement Systems National Network picks up our warranty work. So that gives our homeowners that extra peace of mind, knowing that if something happens to these guys, they're taken care of. Unlike the do-it-yourself guy. And I've even had stories like that myself. I had shingle issues, called a roofer back 5 years later. There's no number. They do not return calls. And we see a lot of those with do-it-yourself. Or we've even got competitors out there that, yeah, I'll give you a lifetime warranty, and the guy's 75 years old. Well, how long is your lifetime warranty really going to be in effect? And he's doing the installs and the sales, right? So,
the best protection that one can get when dealing with something that can be ever-changing. I mean, we know that your work is going to fix the problem that's happening today. Nobody can see into the future, but it's the best guarantee out there that you can get that your basement's going to stay dry and it's transferable.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very confident in our products. We do have the best products there are in the market. I fully believe in that. I mean, pumping devices. Ooh, yeah, we want to provide that homeowner that peace of mind.
That's why when we started this discussion, we talked about the process. That's why we spend so much time with our homeowners, to develop a plan that's not only fits their exact situation, but can be done in stages for financial reasons, or maybe they don't want to wreck the whole basement at once. It's got to take, you got to take this apart. I've seen basements that are just a disaster for the health of the people that live in them. We approach every situation, it's unique, and we have to develop a plan that fits that homeowner. And sometimes, you know, people want to do their whole basements. We have not only waterproofing products that fit that, we have waterproof floors and wall systems that can protect your basement in the event that something, like Corey mentioned, something unforeseen happens. Your neighbor points the downspout down your window in Halifax, where you can actually touch both houses. Right? What happens? Well, the water comes in the window. Then what? The flooring that you put down, what happens to it? We'll protect what we see. We'll protect it. We'll warranty it. But anything in a basement, you know, you could have a neighbor that's not cooperative.
Yeah, and here's a real quick, simple story.
Sure.
For instance, we worked with a homeowner here in Metro Halifax. He had an apartment, and he had a flood. So he had to remove all his flooring and his baseboards and things like that, but he didn't want to go down the route of putting pumping devices and all that sort of stuff in. And as Jared mentioned, we've got lots of different products. We got a really neat waterproof floor. So we reinstalled a waterproof floor for this homeowner, and that's all the homeowner wanted. Hey, great. We'll work with that homeowner based upon their need. And it wasn't long after that they got flooded again. But in this particular case, because he had 100% waterproof flooring, it was just a matter of drying it out. So there was no more money investment or things like that. So it's just a neat story that, you know, based upon the needs of that homeowner or where they want to go, and we get so many unique, neat products to work with them.
If you get somebody that comes in, it's not us, to your basement and spends 20 minutes and gives you a quote, it's $10,000, okay, and walks away, you better call us, because there's nobody that can do that. You can't take 15 minutes and say, you need this. You got to take the time to go around that basement with that homeowner, inspect everything inside and out, and then come up with options that fit not only their time plan, their budget, but what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, that's what makes us different.
And I guess the moral of the story here is that, you know, if you're going to do it, if you're going to make that decision, if you're going to make that financial contribution or investment into getting that basement fixed, stopping the leak, getting it more usable, getting better breathable air, the whole nine yards, everything we've talked about, using that space and protecting yourself and your family from mold and everything else, then why not explore all of your options? And why not go to the person who's going to take the time to get the problem fixed? And then you only have to do it once.
Absolutely. And we say that to our homeowners all the time.
Could you repeat that? Can somebody hit the record button?
Well, it only makes sense. I mean, I'm
how many times do you want to, you know, waterproof your basement, right?
Well, that's just it. I mean, to be honest with you, I love contractors and I love you guys, but I don't want you in my house all the time.
No. Nothing personal, but I don't want to talk to you either.
That's right. Lots of really great information here on Ask the Experts today. I know it's a lot to take in if you're out driving around doing your business on a Saturday. So, Corey, what's the best way, if I've got a wet basement and I'm frustrated with it and I want to get it fixed, what's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Based on our website, it really is. Now, we are coming up in a couple weeks' time on the Saltscapes Expo there at Exhibition Park. So we will be live at that show. So if they did want to talk to somebody live, but in between time, of course, through our website, www.ridgebackbasement.ca.
And all the information's there, all of these, this and a whole lot more that we talked about today. Corey and Jared, appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join Ask the Experts, and I hope we answered some of your questions today. You've been listening to us this morning on News 95.7.